Striking General Motors factory workers are putting down their picket signs after approving a new contract that will end a 40-day strike. But not all workers are happy with the deal, including those in Rochester. WXXI's Randy Gortman has more.
A lot of drivers in the area of a picket line near Mount Reed and Driving Park were honking their horns in support of the workers who were employed by Rochester's General Motors plant. The United Auto Workers 1097 locally voted against the proposed settlement, and the local's president, Dan Maloney, says the main reason they did that is that the new contract does not guarantee work for the Rochester GM facility after a few years.
We do have enough work identified for the next 3 years or so. It's the future that I'm worried about, right? It's people in their 20s and 30s. That are in this plant, it's those children, these young families have at home, right? They need to have a future guaranteed.
Maloney says even without that guaranteed work provision in the new contract, he and other local union workers will continue to fight on the political front to try and get more work for Rochester. The local plant makes fuel systems and other parts for GM. Randy Gorbin, WXXI News.